It's an Australian day for you with the bikes, right?
Yeah, it's AFL footy, isn't it? Yeah, it's a pretty tough night, really. But yeah, compliment our players on their effort, but not their method. So I think that sums it up pretty well. Style of the game. But in saying that, the reason we're under pressure was some horrendous ball use. I thought our method was really poor. So just turned it over consistently, centre back, and gave them just really easy opportunities. And there was times with a bit of their pressure, but to be truthful, our ball use was just bottom end, you know, really poor. So footy suicide. But in the end, you know, at least the last play, Sheridan ran to the open side and we had a look and we found him. Up until then, it was just kamikaze, straight line footy, turn it over. So
you thought Richmond probably deserved to win that,
did you? Yeah, I would have thought so. But in saying that, our boys found a way to win, which is a great attribute to have. I mean, when you're playing that badly, we probably should have lost by... I'm talking about with ball in hand. Not effort to tackle and pressure, but to use the ball at a level that's required to be good in the competition, we didn't do that, so...
What about Mundy's effort after what happened in July last year and missed his shot?
I understand the question.
He missed his shot to win the game down in July last year, now he's had another chance today.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be too cute, but it's probably interpretation of events. At Geelong, he kicked outside the 50-metre arc on an angle. Whereas this one was dead in front, inside the arc. So they're two different kicks. I wouldn't say he missed the other one.
You were confident it was in good hands, so...
Well, that's what they're paid to do, yeah. He's a leader. He goes back. He's a beautiful... Sorry, he's a long, accurate kick. Sound technique. Under pressure, it should stand up. And it did. So, you know, our young player Tommy, who's a long, accurate kick, he just gets some feedback that under pressure he needs to keep his mind strong.
So, how close was Fife not to playing that call? He's still at 25 and 10
days. He was never not going to play.
Okay. Was it just execution?
Just because it's written doesn't make it accurate.
No, I don't know. But is he not 100%? If so,
I don't think any player out there is 100%.
Yeah.
That the pristine body disappears by about whatever round we're at. So, look, we acknowledge he's been a bit sore. So, but we've seen the great big inside mids be sore in play. Salwood, you know, Jard. That's what they do. Jard Watson, that's their job. That's the expectation. And that was the expectation of Nathan tonight. But then he went forward and I thought he was okay.
Is it just the execution of the basics that frustrated you most and what do you take out of it then?
Well, I think it's really good. We've got so much upside. I mean, they're a pretty good team, Richmond. I think we've got to acknowledge that. They did lose their tall, which probably hurt their structure. There was challenges. Iverson's been really good all year. We knew they'd try and bring McFarlane up. We probably let it happen a bit too much. We fixed that up half-time. But Iverson has typically been able to handle it. But again, off some shocking turnovers. Although some of it was slow play entry, wasn't it? Where they isolated the tall, which you shouldn't be able to do, which they did. So we're really pleased that our effort was at a level. We're not really confused about why we're under pressure or what we need to do. It's really clear. It's really, really clear. So I spoke to the players. Our effort was supreme. Found a way to win. Our stoppage work, lots of stoppage goals, but our ball use was football suicide. And showed a couple of clips. And they walk out with great clarity what we need to improve. So
you're 3/4 time in the dress, which are pretty passionate.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was pretty calm. It was just all about mechanics. A couple of other things, but I suppose there are some things between players and coaches that we talk about between players and coaches. And that address is probably one of them.
Seems that the forwards seem to not really be connecting from midfield early, and you seem to have players seem to have nowhere to
be. I just say backs to mids to forwards all day.
Spoke about working your way through a bit of an off patch after the Hawthorn game. Does a game like this perhaps signal an upward turn?
No, not unless we fix what we need to. So, yeah, an off patch. This isn't an off patch. We come with great effort. We ran on top of the ground. We competed fiercely. Our stoppage work was elite. But unless we fix that part of the ball use, we're going to be under pressure all year. So it's not an off patch. Everything can be explained on the football field. I don't work in abstract terms. Do you know what I mean? I see clearly what needs to be fixed.
Ross, if you look at the ladder, and particularly the percentages of some of the teams.
Percentages don't lie.
Yeah, that you see Hawthorn, you know, you're top, but Hawthorn and West Coast on form and percentages would seem to be at the moment to come up.
Couldn't agree more. But I'm sure we've played West Coast and won quite convincingly. Yeah. So you aren't as good as your next moment. But percentages don't lie. I think clearly Hawthorn and West Coast, and I think it's about right from there. The percentage is a really good indicator. So we're not shying away from that. But we know what we need to improve. Normally it's been a quicker fix, and it's possibly fixed really quickly, but we need to hear the message, we need to execute, we need to train it.
Did you think in the course of the game, really, we're very unlikely to win this? That's how it felt watching.
No, not if we fix what we needed to fix. I don't think we're getting out contested, were we? Or out clearanced? Were we? What were we kicked from clearances? 9-4?
Yeah, not contested, were you at minus 17?
9-4 from 17.
9-4 from Slobbiters?
Yeah.
Pretty good go.
They
kicked 3 out. Yeah, so... But it was turnover score. Yeah, so... Look, I thought our willpower was really strong. But I think I've summed it up. I haven't got much more to add unless...
Shoulder.
Yeah, it looked like he tweaked his shoulder. So, wish he hadn't cribbed the mark and given 50, but... maybe that's just the hard-ass footy side of it. Yeah, as far as I know, yeah.
Would you like a 50-metre penalty for Dusty squirting water in opposition?
What would you like me to get up and just squirt you? What would you do?